not bringing it up.
The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? The secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 14 members present. Senators Coletta and Croft are excused from the call of the Senate today. Senators Hackney and Ziegler are excused from the call of the Senate after 11 a.m. Senator Coletta is present.
Our chaplain this morning is again Father John Larson, Church of the Holy Trinity. Senator Huber, without objection, it's so ordered. Secretary will note the presence of Senator Sackett. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 52nd legislative day and Senate supplement number 13.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Secretary will note the presence of Senators Tillian, Holman, and Orsini. Introduction of guests. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, today in the gallery we have a number of distinguished Alaskans, members of the University of Alaska Alumni Association Board of Directors. They're meeting in Juneau presently, and I'd like to call their names. Stand so we can all recognize them. Alice Snodgrass, John O'Shea, Dick Hackenberger, Jerry Smetzer, Mike Tinker, Doris Brown, Gordon Picot, Evie Walters, Mike Dowdyine. I hope there was no one that I missed.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, the gallery behind me.
Secretary will note the presence of Senator Butrovich. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, it was the utmost pleasure to introduce a good friend of mine from Anchorage, the gallery behind me, Bob Carson.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce the gentleman who's probably down here checking the seating arrangement he filed for the Senate from Interior Alaska in the Park Gallery, Andy Corral.
Any further introduction of guests?
Seems to be looking at your seat.
Message from the governor?
There are.
Excuse me, Senator Huber.
I'd like to bring up a reconsideration of the minutes committee substitute for Senate Bill 362 at this time.
Without objection, we will consider at this time the notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for Senate Bill number 362 as amended. Senator Huber, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that this be carried over one legislative day. I do have a reasonable amendment that I think is important under draft by Bill Barrier. And Mr. President, I'd ask that extra time. It is a reasonable request. Just one day.
Senator Ziegler?
I object for the reason that we're going to be shorthanded tomorrow, which is transparently obvious to everybody, and I would wonder if the movement of the motion would amend it to make it till Monday's calendar, so we'll have a full house, mostly.
Mr. President?
Senator Huber?
I have no objection to that, but I didn't want to make it till another day because I can be ready with what I have by tomorrow, and I thought there might be some objection on the part of the body dragging it around or holding it, and I have no objection to it being made at a different time than tomorrow, but I want it at least till tomorrow. Need it no more than tomorrow.
Mr. President?
For the information of the Senate, those excused tomorrow are Hackney, Coletta, Ziegler, Croft, Ferguson, Holman, Willis, and Sumner. Those excused for Monday are Curtula, Willis, and Ferguson. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I don't know if you have the motion before you, but I would amend it to Monday's calendar.
There is a motion. I take it to be that there was a motion by Senator Huber to hold over at one legislative day, and your amendment is in order. Excuse me. Senator Huber.
Mr. President, might I ask, considering the voting on it yesterday, and who will not be present? We have the first day. We have a full list here. I believe is for Wednesday, and maybe this matter should be held till then. But I could be ready by tomorrow. I would sooner see it held till a day when we have the full calendar. If that's the reason for holding it, sir.
There is a motion to hold it over one legislative day. An amendment has been submitted by Senator Curtula to hold it over until Monday's calendar. Is there any discussion? Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I withdraw my motion.
The matter is before us today in third. Let's see. We had a motion to the motion. Once a motion has been made, it's in the possession of the body. You can make a motion that you be permitted to withdraw it if you wish to.
Unanimous consent, sir, that I be allowed to withdraw my motion.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, Senator Huber's motion is withdrawn, and with it, the amendment to that motion. Senator Huber, sir?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that it appear on Wednesday's calendar.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 362 as amended. Notice of reconsideration will be held over till Wednesday next. Back to the orders of the day.
Messages from the House. The House has passed the following in return: Senate Joint Resolution number 35, upgrading to state standards of the BIA's rural schools. This has been sent to enrolling. Message of March 1, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 60 by the Resources Committee, requesting the federal government to remove solid waste on land in Alaska in accordance with the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, PL 94580.
Resources.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 652, amended by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for disbursement to the Steering Council for Alaska Lands and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are the only messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Standing Committee reports.
The State Affairs Committee had Senate Bill 418, Alaska Longevity Bonus, under consideration, and recommends it do pass with an amendment. Signing the report with Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and Senators Willis and Bradley signed, do pass as amended. Senators Huber and Ray signed, do pass. Senate Bill 418 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee had Senate Bill 431, special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for state participation with mineral resource developers, under consideration. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, chairman, concurring. Senators Butrovich, Meland, Huber, Sumner, and Tillian. Senator Cross signed, no recommendation. 431 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Bill 472, special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for Center for Children and Parents in Anchorage and Anchorage Child Abuse Board under consideration. And the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senators Willis, Rohde, Bradley, and Sumner. 472 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee had Senate Bill 477, licensing of sport fishing and hunting, under consideration. And the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, concurring Senators Butrovich, Sumner, Meeland, Huber, Killian, and Croft. 477 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee had Senate Bill 493, Alaska Longevity Bonus, under consideration. And the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment, with two amendments. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, concurring Senators Willis, Bradley, Huber, and Ray. 493 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee had Senate Bill 521, increasing limit of state participation in costs of construction of access roads, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, chairman, concurring Senators Butrovich, Meeland, Huber, Sumner, and Tillian. Senator Croft signed no recommendation. 521 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 125, establishing the Alaska Education Administration Internship Program, under consideration, and recommends it do pass with amendments. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis, Rohde, Bradley, and Sumner. 125 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had committee substitute for House Bill 132, establishing the State Educational Incentive Grant Program, under consideration, and recommends it do pass with amendments. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, chairman, concurring Senators Willis, Rohde, Bradley, and Sumner. 132 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee had committee substitute for House Bill number 717, supplemental appropriation to the U of A fiscal year 78 operating expenses, under consideration. And the committee recommends that it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute with a letter of intent and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Homan, Meeland, Tillian, Orsini, and Butrovich. House Bill 717 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee had Senate Bill 525, inspection of fisheries products by the Department of Natural Resources, under consideration, and recommends it be placed on Monday's calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, chairman, concurring Senators Homan and Tillian. This bill does appear on the March 6th calendar. The Rules Committee had Senate Bill 441, special appropriations to the Office of the Governor and Department of Education, and Senate Bill 464, regional educational attendance area school board elections, under consideration, and recommends they be placed on next Tuesday's calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, chairman, concurring Senators Homan and Tillian. These two bills will appear on the March 7 calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports. Senator Poland. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Next order of business.
There are no special committee reports. There are no Senate resolutions. Under Senate bills, Senate Bill number 528, by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act repealing the exemption of certain apprenticeship programs from age discrimination prohibition.
Does the Community Regional Affairs Committee wish that bill referred back to them? Senator Orsini, do you wish your bill on an act repealing the exemption of certain apprenticeship programs from age discrimination prohibition referred back to you? Go directly to Labor and Management.
Senate Bill number 529, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making fiscal year 78 appropriation adjustments for the Department of Health and Social Services assistance payments and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
There are no other bills this morning.
Brings us to our daily calendar. Senator Rohde. Without objection, sir, you have the floor.
Mr. President, in the Fog Gallery is an old and valued friend of mine, a lady who is now an executive officer with the Alaska Federation of Natives, Ms. Margie Johnson.
Any further introduction of guests? Senator Ziegler?
No, Mr. President, but I would move, in view of the time element, that we advance to unfinished business in order that the three of us are leaving at 11 can get our licks in at this time.
Without objection, we will advance to unfinished business. Senator Ziegler?
If you remember, Mr. President, yesterday it was suggested that something was amiss in as much as we had no flag flying over our Capitol building. Well, the Sergeant-at-Arms and I have checked this matter out. And the reason there isn't any flag flying over the Capitol building is because we don't have any flagpole. And in the course of our diligent inquiry, we ascertained that they had tarred the roof of this building last year, and they removed the flagpole, but they never put it back. And you'd be surprised when you get going on a project like this, the things you find. For example, there are two flagpoles in front of the city library, two flagpoles in front of the new state office building, one flagpole on top of the old state office building, two flagpoles across the street from the Capitol building next to the court building. In addition, there is a flagpole in front of the Capitol school building. That's a total of 8 flags within a half block radius, but it begs the question. We don't have a flag over our Capitol. And in my absence, while traveling on state business, I hasten to add, the Sergeant-at-Arms is going to continue to pursue this matter, and hopefully we'll have a report as to what can be done or cannot be done on Monday.
Senator Curtula.
Perhaps if the Sergeant-at-Arms can improve upon it, he could just stand there during the waking hours and hold the
pipe. We're under unfinished business. Is there any more unfinished business?
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
If you have a flag in front of the building, it's not necessary to have one on top of the building. I'm quite a flag waver. But if it makes everybody happy, we can put one on top of the building.
Well, you wouldn't be opposed to that, would you,
sir? Not at all.
Any further unfinished business?
We revert to the
calendar.
House Bill number 613 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Labor, workman's compensation, and local hire, and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Management Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray and Rohde. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Homan, Croft, Meehlin, and Butrovich. There is a Senate Committee substitute by the Finance Committee.
Senator Meehlin. You have the floor, sir.
Senate Bill number 613. The amendments that we have changed were just rather minor. They still represented the same thing as, for instance, Section 1 of the bill provides for $39,300, I believe it is, and that's for weekly wage compensation to be paid to approximately 91 individuals who were permanently injured before May 4th in 1974. Section 2 will appropriate $110,000 to provide enforcement for the local Hire Act, and if this particular amount is not funded, the local hire division say that they will be required to cease any type of operations for further enforcement. I think another important factor that we should consider is that this spring, approximately 30,000 new residency cards will be certified. And this is, of course, in addition to the 800 to 1,000 type of cards that they're processing now that are new. The last item is Section 3, which was an addition. That is for, last year, I believe it was the Free Conference Committee that appropriated $8,000 in federal funds to open employment offices in both Petersburg and Polk. But the federal monies did not come through. So figuring a half a year, $4,000 or $2,000 each for Petersburg and Polk would fund the offices in those particular communities.
Senator Hackney.
Mr.
Mr. President, in these days of big government, we continually hear about our citizens who fall through cracks in the system. I noticed in the committee sub that came over from the House that there was a Peter J. Tremont who was in the bill for the sum of $70,130. Could we be enlightened as to what happened to that?
Senator Sackett?
When this Finance Committee of the House looked this up, they had two different bills, and they included this in another bill that's still in committee. It's going through that system. So they sent over, actually, they didn't send the Senate Committee substitute over. It's my background, because they sent over the House bill, just 13, and then they caught it before they sent over.
Is there any further discussion? There is a motion to adopt the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 613. Unanimous consent has been asked. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we have before us Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 613.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 613 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Labor and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 613 be advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 613, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Labor and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 613 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 613 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 613 will consider the roll call vote on the effective date.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered, and so Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 613 with an effective date has passed the Senate. That concludes the daily calendar. Unfinished business. Special orders. Excuse me, under unfinished business, I'm going to appoint a special committee to look into the revision of Title IV, which is the section of our statutes which relates to alcoholic beverages. Chairman of that committee will be Senator Ray. Members will be Senators Ferguson and Coletta. Is there any further unfinished business? Senator Rohde?
As you know, I'm a member of the Code Revision Commission, which is charged by statute with the revision of existing law, and would have a question to Senator Ray. At several times in the past 6 months, the Code Revision Commission has looked at Title IV, recognized the need for revision as you have, and want to express to Senator Ray that we would be willing to assist him in any of his endeavors, and I think it's a wise move to have a special committee on this title that hasn't been revised since the 1930s or 40s, and would offer him any assistance that he might wish in his endeavors.
Senator Ray? Any further unfinished business? Special orders? Announcements? Senator Cotulla?
There was to be a teleconference we announced at the State Affairs Committee meeting on rural area construction, capital construction project. That's been canceled because problems at the other end. We'll announce it later. So there won't be a State Affairs Committee hearing today. Kellogg confirmed.
Senator Sackett.
Finance will be meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Senator Butrovich.
Mr. President, there'll be a meeting of the Special Committee on the North Slope Hall Road at 1:30 today in the Senate Resources Committee.
Senator Orsini.
Mr. President, the Committee on Regional Affairs Committee will meet this afternoon. Take up Senate Bill 223 and act relating to organized clubs.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, an invitation from Admiral Hayes to all members of the Senate and their spouses. Coast Guard Cutter Coral Sea will be in Juneau this weekend. The Admiral and Commanding Officer of the Coral Sea are holding a VIP reception on board between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. March 5th, which is Sunday. If the weather is good, the Coral Sea will dock at the ferry terminal. The weather is bad, the Coral Sea will have small boats taking guests to the ship every half hour from the Sunport dock. Those individuals who plan to attend, if they would inform the Senate Secretary, she could inform the Coral Sea. Mr. President, a reminder that the University of Alaska Alumni Association cocktail party will be at the Baranoff at 6 p.m. March 2nd. Everyone is invited. Mr. President, a reminder that the Republican luncheon is held at noon on Thursdays. Everyone is invited. I don't know who the speaker is this weekend. Could it be Senator Bradley? Should he send me a note? But
Senator Rody.
Senator Rody? Senator Rody. Well, it's almost ended. I'm sorry.
Thank you for the kind thought, sir.
Mr. President, there's no further business. I move and ask unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.